From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday, aiming for Boko Haram militants. The attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said that its members are treating 120 wounded patients at their facility in the northern Borno state. It puts the death toll at 52. Prime Minister Theresa May has laid out the objectives of what she hopes will be a clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit she laid out in a speech Tuesday will mean that Britain will leave the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice. It will assume control of its own borders. Ms. May said the final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to Parliament for a vote. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search of the Indian Ocean without finding a trace of the airliner. Officials have recommended search crews head north to a new area, identified in a recent analysis as a possible new crash site. But Australia has already nixed that idea. This is VOA News.